Verulam Sports.
Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting, where of course it is your host Tony Rice. You know me, I'm a huge fan of American football and the NFL. Accordingly, I'm an even bigger fan of our local American football team, the awesome Hertfordshire Cheetahs, roaring back into action this coming Sunday, the 27th of July, Armed Forces Day. It's going to be a biggie. Alas, no spectators can be in attendance, but we'll tell you how you can check out all the action streaming live. And to give us all that inside skinny, it is one of the head players, one of the chief men at the Hertfordshire Cheetahs. It's Andy Dickens. Welcome back, Andy. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Tony. Thank you very much for having us on.
Hey, listen, I love what you guys do. I think you're an ambassador for what I believe is one of the ultimate team sports on planet Earth. I kind of consider the tournament going on at the moment soccer, but there we go. I shouldn't say that out loud, but never mind. Look, Andy, it's been a big announcement this week, hasn't it, for the NFL? Because, you know, let's not forget, I pray for the day when there is no need for months and awareness days. But it is, let's not shy away from the fact, LGBT month. And respect to Connor Saab, the D lineman for Las Vegas Raiders, 28 years of age, the first active NFL player to openly declare himself as a homosexual. I suspect he's not alone. Obviously, this is a big deal. I don't want to dwell on it too much, but you know, credit, I suppose, has to be given to that young man coming out as he has done.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully, as you said, one day we'll live in a world where that doesn't have to be a brave decision, or isn't particularly newsworthy. But as you said, he is the first, and hopefully, I think by coming out and being who, you know, not being afraid to share who he is, hopefully that'll inspire, you know, other people to feel comfortable sharing that. And as you said, it's very likely that there's other players in the league that don't feel comfortable in kind of being open about who they are with their teammates and stuff, and inevitably that probably is going to impact their happiness, their ability Absolutely. To perform to the best of their ability. And as I say, we want to our sport to be an open, inclusive one. But hopefully this is as you said, a first step in quite a big shift for the sport. And it's not exclusive to the NFL, is there? There's no at the open player in the Premier League as you at all currently. So As I said, hopefully it's a sign of a societal shift and one that will kind of keep moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. And you're dead right. It is not exclusive to the NFL. As you say, no openly gay homosexual or otherwise Premier League footballers. It's very rare. And look, we're in 2021. I find this very strange that we've still got this stance. But it is what it is. And we can only hope that attitudes positively, such as Carl, will inspire others to just be role models. And like you say, just be who you are, respect who you are, and play the game that you're blessed to be gifted at to do to the highest level and enjoy. But anyway, less of all that. Can't wait to build up to Armed Forces Day. But of course, it is off-season technically, Andy. But you and I both know the NFL never stops, never ever stops. What are you making of some of the acquisitions through draft and free agency of your Vikings, who need, I think, to protect Kirk Cousins? I think they've invested in just that.
Well, they have done. So I think I spent most of the free agency period bemoaning that they hadn't seemed to have addressed the offensive line. And then obviously they picked up Christian Darrisaw, who's a sort of a high tackle prospect that they managed to trade down and actually acquire an extra pick for. And he was one of those sort of players that perhaps fell lower than was expected in the draft. And they also picked up another guard as well in the third round. And that hopefully will solidify the O-line. But as I said, I guess players can be very good players in college, but it's a kind of 50-50 roll of the dice, the draft, as to whether they sort of pan out as top-level NFL players. But equally, I think actually some of the acquisitions on defence have been quite exciting. So the Vikings actually were actually in the top five offences in the league last year, but very unusually for their sort of very defensive minded head coach
Mike Zimmer is a defensive guru, man. He can't have another down here.
And I think he was quite embarrassed by what was rolled out. I think he famously said in the off season, "I've never had a bad defense in my whole time coaching." Well, we certainly had one last year, and So I think he's, as I said, there's been an acquisition, so the one of Tomlinson, a very shrewd pickup, I think, of Sheldon Richardson in the middle of the defensive line this week, and sort of bringing in veterans like Patrick Peterson and Xavier Woods at corner and safety. Which so my hope for the season is that as you said, we're able to protect Kirk Cousins with the skill players we got, run off a similar number of points, but the defense is much stronger. And I think it's in that last couple, Cousins in the last couple of years of an expensive contract, Zimmer and Spielman, I think it's kind of now or never for this regime, really.
Love your statements there. I'll tell you what, I love this time of year because, as I say, we're a ways away till it gets real. And every fan around the world is doing the same thing, aren't they? They would say, well, we were quite good at this. We've improved there. That would be Super Bowl champions. I will say this much super quickly on Super Bowl champions, defending champs of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, Tom Brady comes back with infinitely more time to get his brain, his great football IQ around that playbook. And he kind of mastered it almost. Last season, Super Bowl champ speaks volumes. Now, here's the thing. I think pretty much they retained pretty much all their team, didn't they? And I think that's actually a first NFL-wise. So, like, I'm a 49er, liking Vance, the QB, maybe options here and there. Obviously, we had a down year. Love your theories on Vikings. We're all doing it. But, Andy, until somebody on the pitch shows me otherwise, it's Tampa Bay's to lose. I love the fact they retained so many.
They have, and I think they certainly start as favourites. But I think we had a very similar conversation about the Chiefs last year, didn't we? And while they got to the Super Bowl, we couldn't see anyone beating them. And I guess it's proven over time where there's very few teams that manage to repeat. But certainly from the NFC point of view, it's hard to see that they're going to start as very, as you said, major contenders. As Bruce Arians, I think, has always been a kind of players coach, and really appeal, and people want to stay there. And I think, as you said, normally at this time of year, you win a Super Bowl, there's lots of players in the queue wanting more money to stay around. Whereas I think this year, you know, they seem to retain that and coaching staff as well, which is huge in terms of continuity.
As we build now at your level, the awesome Hertfordshire Cheetahs, awesome day coming up. It's going to be special. Alas, no fans will be streamed. I'll let you talk us all through that. But big day Sunday, isn't it? What have you noticed from your team in the preseason, in training? I guess looking ready, look delighted to be padded up in COVID era.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll make one really quick correction. That's right, Tony. We've sort of had a very last-minute change of guidance from our governing body. So we will be allowing spectators on Sunday.
They'll
need to be in groups of 30 and socially distant. So that's fantastic. So we've had a new senior level, a new head coach, Don McIntyre, who's come in. Really delighted our championship winning coach Craig has stayed on as defensive coordinator, which I think is the, if you like, the aspect of football he enjoyed more. I think everybody's just been pleased to be back, but we've got, you know, really, really strong squad numbers. I think we're up around kind of 70 players. There's been a really kind of good atmosphere at training and a really sort of positive team experience. And I think there's been some promising signs to play. I think there was a bit of rustiness in everybody after a long layoff when we got back. Unfortunately, we're not sort of professional athletes, but I think there's certainly some signs and promising, albeit that we've had a kind of condensed build up to the season. But a bit like with the NFL, where there's always that little bit of nervousness. You never know quite how good you are till you get on the pitch and play some other teams. But certainly we're just really excited, to be honest, to be back.
But that's what you need, isn't it? I'd be worried about anybody at any level of sport if you didn't have that adrenaline flowing, if you were kind of blasé. And it was great to chat to Jack Vitry. He was Mr. Iceman, ice cool. That's a kind of quarterback psyche. But for me, I like the fact that there is an emotional element which must be nevertheless controlled.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a, you know, it's a very kind of physical, you know, and in so many ways, violent, controlled, violent sport, isn't it? So yeah, definitely. I think for the linemen like me, a few nerves in the build up to game are good. And you know, we're under no illusions. You know, Wembley Stallions are a very well coached team, very established team in Britball. So it's going to be a really, really tough, competitive game on Sunday, and we're going to have to be at our best.
And let's not forget, obviously, the rustiness notwithstanding, but history does count for something. You've developed and strengthened your squad. The last time action was allowed, right up to the very last game of the season, on the cusp of making another big run and deep into playoffs. So again, a great foundation.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we were, as you said, we were on the cusp of kind of getting into the playoffs to go for promotion. And it was our first season up at that level in Division One, which was really promising. League structure is slightly different this year because of the COVID. So there's no promotional relegation and we're in a regional one. But we've very much got kind of Division One standard opponents. And I think the plan is hopefully is this year to be a kind of springboard for a big push towards trying to get that kind of premiership status and play at the top level of the sport in this country in kind of 2023. So hopefully this will be a really good build up for a big push next year.
We spoke at the start about Carl and obviously you being a figurehead for inclusivity. I love the fact though that you guys are taking this deadly seriously. You are looking for that next level and beyond. But I love also that you are such an inclusive kind of family attitude, family ethos style club. And I love therefore that it's a double header on Sunday the 27th. Not just you guys there doing it at that kind of level against those Stallions, but also juniors in action. It's going to be a feast of football, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've got, Will Sparks done a fantastic job being the head coach this year of our under 19 program. And we've been fortunate in a position where we've sent players, young players to kind of GB or the NFL Academy or Bristol Filton. And it's certainly, it's definitely worth kind of tuning in for you on the stream or coming down to watch because the under 19s have some really exciting players. And much more importantly, actually, even players that perhaps don't reach that Great Britain standard. It's as I said, it's a sport for all shapes and sizes. It gets, we've had young guys in who perhaps never taken to any other sport but really enjoyed American football. And I think actually we want as many people as possible involved in our club, and we're certainly looking at ways even at senior level where we can get people who perhaps can't play at that Prem standard but opportunities to play and be involved in the sport.
It's beautiful. You're an ambassador for American football here, and I just love that. And I know it's going to be a special day. I'm delighted to learn that there are going to be possibilities of pockets of spectators. Hit us up with the venue, your brand new Premier League quality venue.
No, we've been lucky. It was a big decision in the off season to move away from St Albans Rugby Club. We've been great and we've been there, but I think it was at the point it was stopping us in an ability to expand. So we've got a fantastic new home at Sun Sport and Postal Club in Watford. The owner, Frank Warner, has been absolutely fantastic to us, made us feel really welcome. Not even many clubs at this thing are driving, there's a sign on the door, but he's got some fantastic facilities. So anyone wanting to come down, there's a really good bar facilities, terrace, and the game will be streamed live on the screen in there. And more importantly, they've got our pitch is, cut to a standard of a kind of county football or soccer pitch, as you say. And we've been fortunate to manage to get some proper swan neck posts, a full 100-yard field. Yep. And there's a good bank there where spectators can look. And I think the final touches that are being put on us, I think, as we speak to the pitch. But it's looking absolutely, if you look at our Facebook page and stuff, it's looking absolutely fantastic. So really can't wait to get out and play on it.
It's going to be so much fun. And we're going to, of course, here on Verum Sports, follow you all campaign. Already looking forward to that. Can we check it in case we can't get down to the wonderful facility in Watford? Check you out streaming online too?
Yes. So if you check our, there's lots of information on there. So it will be streamed on YouTube and also on the British American Football Association's Facebook page. But you can also, all the information, if you go to Hertfordshire Cheetahs AFC on Facebook or at Hearts Cheetahs on Twitter or Instagram, all the details will be available there and we can put you in the right direction. And hopefully if we can't see you in person, we really appreciate on the stream. There's also details. So the purpose of this game is very much to raise some money for Help for Heroes, and really we have a number of ex-servicemen and current servicemen in our team, and I think talking to them, they perhaps made some sacrifices as part of their job that really many of us couldn't even begin to contemplate. So I guess there's an important thing there. I would really encourage people if they've got Appreciate times are tough for some people after COVID, but if we do have any money they could spare to try and try and offer some money for that, because like other charities, I think they've been hit quite hard by the pandemic.
Tell you what, it's a win-win, Andy. You're going to lay on some fantastic football. It's going to be a whole heap of fun. If you can't get down to Suncup, you can check it out online. And it's all for a good cause. I would reiterate that vital message. The armed forces do great things. They keep us safe, meaning that we can just keep enjoying life and not needing to worry about this type of thing. So huge admiration. Ultimately, if you can spare anything, every penny will count. Once again, Andy, though, from me to you, tell us how we can check you out if we can't get to Sun Sports, checking you out across streaming facilities and your website.
Yes, so if you go to Hertfordshire Cheetahs AFC on Facebook or at Hertfordshire Cheetahs on Instagram or Twitter, I think the other bit is if we leave the website for the moment, because I think there's some big news next week, we'll be launching a new website with a new address, Jess Emily. So hopefully
I've done this before. That's what we call in the business a teaser.
So hopefully stand by the next time we come on, I'll be able to give you all the information for everybody there.
I'll certainly look forward to it. I extend it from myself, the whole team of Roland Sports, our best wishes to the Cheetahs. We'll look forward to following you all season. It gets underway, the Armed Forces Day at Sun Sports Club this very Sunday. Any given Sunday, that's what they say, but here's hoping you get the guys get it done. Andy, thanks for your time.
No, thank you very much, Tony, and thanks for your support as always.
It's my pleasure, sir. I really appreciate what you are all about. Take good care.